This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
It is Pat and Stu.
Hi.
888-727-BECK.
One thing we didn't mention about the healthcare thing, which is important, it does appear that the Planned Parenthood funding goes away with this healthcare bill.
Oh, that now, is really good.
Yeah. Now, Trump really has good. Offered funding to Planned Parenthood if they stop doing abortions, which is completely fine with me.
I'm fine with that. They're not going to. Whole deal.
And it,
I mean, as much as they scream and yell about women's health care, precancerous screenings, mammograms, we check their kidneys, we look for stones. Shut up. The only thing they care about is performing abortions. That's all they care about. So would they drop abortions to get the funding? No way.
No.
No way. And there's no reason we should be funding this privately owned company. What the hell are we doing? Why are we doing it? First of all, not only is it immoral to be funding the death of babies, secondly, it's un-American that we're funding this agency, this organization that should be getting private funds from wherever they can. I don't care where they get them. Just don't get them from me. I don't want to fund your operation. I mean, you've got people who believe in it strongly, like Emma Watson, who played Hermione or however you say it on Harry Potter, and she's in Beauty and the Beast. And now she's saying, she was on the street and somebody was asking her about donating something, and she said, give it to Planned Parenthood, they're the best. Let her fund it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you fund it. If you love it, if you believe in it, you fund it. Find the people who believe in you and raise money from them.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's all about this. The debate as far as Planned Parenthood is just is whether the government is going to cut them a check. It's not about whether they're going to stay open or closed. It should be about whether they stay open or closed, but it's not. It's about whether the government should fund them. The number one, it should never have been funded in the first place. Number two, it should immediately stop with Republicans in control. And it looks like that might happen. I will say, you know, because their defense is always, well, we don't spend any of that money on abortions. It's like, I think it was Leon Wolf who tweeted yesterday. Well, if $20. It's enough money for food or for heroin. Give me another $20 and I'll buy both. Well, I guess technically he used your money to buy the food. But that does that make you feel any better? Now he's bought heroin. Now this is actually be a better Jeffy scenario than poor
Can
Leon.
We get a close-up of what's behind us here?
No, oh, come on.
Just take a look at that. I want to show you the face of the defund Planned Parenthood effort.
I mean, what's wrong with it?
I'm sure she's great, but I mean, it's not the greatest picture in the world.
That was taken by a left-wing source. You know that.
Yes.
And they're trying to say that, okay, only ancient people
ancient, want. Though, that's a meth lab. That's a meth lab gone bad right there. It's.
You think?
You're going to make this argument? Really? With you on screen, you want to make that
none
argument?
None of us should be making this argument
there's
at
no
all.
Question, but no question that none of us should, but as long as we are.
All right, 888-727-BECK. Now, Facebook's artificial intelligence can apparently identify suicidal behavior. They've been having having a problem with this because people have been Facebook living their suicides, and that's just horrific. And I think Facebook would like to stop that, and I don't blame them. So they claim that this will alert them to somebody who may be suicidal, and I guess they'd send help. The ever-scaling operation frequently pushes out new features to keep users interested. And right now, of course, it's Facebook Live, and we all love it. And it's a service that lets you broadcast real time. We have to, I mean, we love it so much that, well, we haven't done ours in a while, have we?
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook Live.
We have not done that in a while. I did go to the Pat Gray's Facebook page just the other day.
Yeah?
And I was interested to say, like, well, and Pat had just posted something.
I had posted something for the first time in 2 months.
Yes, and so I decided to scroll back. Mm. Which I saw was Pat Gray on March 5th posted something. Then on, like, January 6th had posted something. The best part about the January 6th one was, I'm going to start posting a lot more frequently.
It was my New Year's resolution or something. No,
you didn't.
Because the feedback I got from that was all the Trump crap. And I was just so done with it at that point. I'm like, I'm not even going to, no. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It just feels like a waste of time sometimes.
But. Yeah, but now I'm trying again. And so maybe there'll be a
you
new
are?
Post here soon. Yes.
There you go.
Nice.
I actually Facebooked about what was it? It was something involving BYU, right? Do you remember what it was?
I don't remember which one it was.
I've forgotten too. Oh, I know what it was. BYU played Gonzaga in basketball. And a lot of the Gonzaga fans dressed up to mock Mormons.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
Dressed up as missionaries, which is actually kind of funny. And if you want to dress that uncomfortably and watch a basketball game, knock yourself out. But also they were screaming epitaphs and polygamy and anti-Mormon stuff and all of this. So one of the Gonzaga students that was ashamed of that wrote this great letter to the editor in the Gonzaga paper. And so I posted that.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
By the way,
because they said, when we go to Provo, do they dress up as 15th century priests that are about to do witch trials? No. Mm-mm. Do they dress up as popes and mock us? No. And he was right. And I thought that was
Joseph great. Harshbarger.
Joseph Harshbarger. Thank you, Joseph. It was a really well reason.
That's interesting because you brought up a really big win for BYU over Gonzaga when that happened. You brought up this great op-ed. I didn't get any update of what happened.
See, that's why this season has been so crappy. They beat the number one previously unbeaten team in the nation last week. Last night, they lose to St. Mary's by 31.
By 31, wow.
30
I knew they
won.
Lost. But
81 to 50. God,
so
come
strange.
On.
So strange.
It's because they're so young. They're just, I mean, if anything goes wrong in the game, they don't respond well sometimes, and they certainly didn't there. Okay, so if you're Facebooking live, please don't commit suicide. It's just not, if you're not Facebooking live, don't commit suicide.
Well, yeah, don't do it either way. But I will say that is that's a tough trend. How do you stop it? Because it's a live broadcast.
I don't know. I guess you could send help to somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
try at least.
You could try.
Jeffy, we should do this where Jeffy does a Facebook Live, starts to commit suicide, and we'll wait for them to come. And if it doesn't, I mean, if they're too late, we will rip them on the air the next day. You guys didn't save Jeffy from the suicide.
Well, we may not on the air, but we might write a strongly worded letter.
We won't, but...
it's possible. Someone
probably
could.
Not, though. You know, I mean, it's, I'm
probably
pretty
not.
Busy.
I mean, if I were to do that, though, I mean, I'd be...
Yeah, but think of the point you'll,
at the end,
you'll
be.
Think of you'll put it in Facebook's face. They will be like, "Oh man, he burned us. You know, we didn't stop his suicide."
It's so awful. That's awful. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you like this traumatic memory thing? Science could erase bad memories.
This is Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. That's the premise of that movie. With Jim Carrey and what's her face, Kate Winslet.
I get that one mixed up all the time with Majestic because he did those two kind of around the same time period.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm always thinking, is that because I've seen Majestic, I haven't seen Eternal.
It's a very strange
Sunshine.
Movie. If you don't like artsy kind of weird movies, you might not like it. But I really liked it. It was very very weird, but well done. And Jim Carrey.
Normally,
did,
I don't
really
like
good.
Weird movies.
Yeah.
The only weird movie I think I've ever liked. That I can remember is that thing that Glenn loves so much, the musical.
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. For some reason, I liked it.
You jump into the strangest wells.
I know.
I expect Glenn to like Moulin Rouge. That is good. I expect Glenn to like La La Land. And I'm like, I'm bashing La La Land. We get off the air and Pat's like, by the way, La La Land was very good.
I'm a man of varied taste. Okay?
Yes, I will admit.
I didn't expect the La La Land, though.
I'm diverse. I'm inclusive.
I did not
expect the La La Land either.
I will not.
You got most of us off the train right there.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, La La Land was really good.
Yeah, I know. You liked it.
It seemed to stun the room.
And that was her, too. That was Emma Watson, too, right? Wasn't that her?
No, that was Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. I get those two confused.
But they're both Emma's. Super liberal, too.
Yes. Because she wore a Planned Parenthood pin at the Oscars, if I remember
Emma Stone?
Emma Stone did.
Jeez. I mean, there's no getting away from this stuff.
No, there's not.
I don't get
there's
it.
There's not.
So, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, or
yes,
whatever that is.
That is a fictional movie.
But they erased his memory?
Right. So you have spots, bad memories, right? Mm-hmm. And then they will remove those, and you'll have eternal sunshine.
Okay, I see.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Nice.
All right.
But it's a great... I actually really like the movie a lot. It's very weird, but I really like it because it's one of those movies that all just the editing and all that crazy crap that happens that if you're... You know, it happens in radio, I think, a lot. And we do TV, obviously, as well as you wouldn't necessarily think by looking at this show that we care about visual elements. we're in that world a little bit. And so it's really impressive on that front. It's a good movie. It's a little disturbing, but good.
Mm. It also seems this is kind of disturbing. They've done this apparently. They tried to take away traumatic memories from fish. A, how do you know they're traumatic memories to the fish?
Right.
Have you talked to them about it?
If you find a fish with a hook going through its mouth, I'm pretty sure that's
might
a
be
traumatic memory.
Yeah. So in the study, they gave fish drugs that prevented the proteins that caused these long-term memories from being made.
Mm.
And from there, they discovered that they could actually target the long-term memories and delete them. Is that incredible? I mean...
How?
First of all, I'm surprised Pete is allowing this to happen to fish.
Mm. It seems
kind of mean to the fish. What if they want those long-term memories?
So it's okay to put a hook in their mouth. It's just not okay to erase the memory of the hook in the
exactly.
mouth?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, because then you're presumably going to eat it.
Well, yes, it's probably not going to mind.
And then it's benefiting us.
At that point.
Is the fish going to taste better not remembering the traumatic memory?
I don't know.
Think so. I don't think that's the pitch.
I don't know, but this is fascinating. I didn't know they could do this already, and apparently they're experimenting on it with animals.
That is bizarre.
Yeah,
bizarre.
Really weird. Also, a woman is throwing threw some stones before using a gun to get rid of a noisy neighbor's drone. Here's a look at what happened there. She seems to be... Okay, so there's obviously no sound to this. She's picking up rocks.
There you go.
Well, I would be pissed off.
Throwing them at the drone.
Yeah, you should, right?
You should, right? I mean, that's funny.
Badly missing the drone. Looks like a pretty nice house and a decent neighborhood.
Yeah, no kidding.
So now she's maybe going in there to get the gun, I hope, because I want to see this
happen. How is this legal?
I don't know.
It's not.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow.
Drone flyer realizes gun.
Yeah, I kind of don't blame her.
I don't blame her.
It looks like he's kind of peeping on her, and that's creepy for one thing.
I mean, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's obviously illegal to do that to someone's house. However, it would also be illegal to fire a gun at it because bullets wind up traveling a distance and can hit somebody else.
That's why it's so bad when they catch you like that.
Is this your video, Jeffy?
I mean, when they... Oh,
yeah. I would not be surprised. Here's at Russia, 24 hours. They did something pretty impressive. Let's watch this. This is actually trying to make a house with a 3D printer. Check it out.
With the advent of Appy's Core technology, construction 3D printing opens a new round of evolution.
Glenn would
love
this.
Thanks to the innovative design of the printer. Appy's Core technology consists of a mobile construction 3D printer and automatic mix and supply unit, which combine to make the construction printing process as much automated as possible and almost eliminate the human factor. This equipment is unique and has no analogs in the world today. Appy's Core is compact dimensions, high printing speed, ease of transport, and maximum automation of the system.
Is this real?
Commissioning on site takes no more than an hour. With so many advantages, the 3D printing technology easily accounted for competition with traditional methods of construction. The testing was successful, and the technology is ready for mass use.
That is incredible.
Oh, I mean, wow.
This is, goes right into what Glenn has been talking about with all these jobs going away.
Wow.
That destroys the home construction industry.
Can
By
you
the way,
imagine it, how many I mean, tens, I'm not fighting that. Hundreds of thousands.
Look, it's still a good thing, right? I mean, if you could build a house that costs you $30,000
in 24 hours.
But I mean, think about what it would do to home values. I mean, if a house, you could buy a house at $700,000 in some really nice neighborhood, you know, and then next door they're building one for $18,000. I mean, can you imagine?
That is unbelievable.
Let's watch the rest. This is they're actually putting the house together. Let's check it out.
That is crazy.
Appy's Core Construction 3D printing technology, adapted for different methods of printed walls thermal insulation. This project used loose dry insulating material on one part of the house and polyurethane filler composition on the other. Technology does not require fixtures and fills all voids in the space between the bearing wall and the outer concrete structure.
Wow.
Avoids the formation of cold bridges. On the inside, the printed house is no different from a regular concrete house. It is also comfortable and reliable. The house interior includes a hall, a bathroom, a living room, and a compact functional kitchen with the most modern appliances. The house size is 38 square meters. Construction costs amounted to $10,134, which corresponds to approximately $275 per square meter.
How much is that in American?
In view of the shape complexity of the building, prices include all works and materials for the construction of foundation,
$10,000,
exterior and interior finishing works, installation of heat insulation of walls, windows, floors, and ceilings. A regular square house made using materials of an average price category would cost about $223 per square meter. The use of Appy's Core Construction 3D printer allows to save up to 70% on erecting buildings boxes compared to traditional material and labor-intensive construction methods.
That is amazing. I mean, the house, it's not the Taj Mahal.
It's a small example house they just built for $10,000.
Yeah.
Again, that's before they scale this stuff up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just like they've got this unit and they're just building it. I mean, once this starts making money, I mean, you could probably do it even cheaper.
You could build a $100,000 house for $300,000. I mean, a million dollar house.
For $100,000. Or $30,000.
$300,000. Yeah.
30%.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
That's pretty staggering.
And so, you know, it's obviously a small example house, but I mean, you could scale that up pretty easily.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you could probably have a big house done in a week if you can do that in a day.
Jeez.
Right?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, think about that, Jeffy. Maybe you won't be homeless anymore.
Forever.
You know, forever. I mean, probably will.
Yeah, never mind.
That was a bad example.
I mean, that house that they showed there, that thing is awful big for comparative what I got now. I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you get all that room?
Yeah, plus $10,000. I mean, please. You can't even begin to comprehend.
If you could save for 10,000 lifetimes, perhaps. You know.
Could you save a dollar per lifetime, do you think? I don't know. That's a lot to ask of you. Here's what you maybe could do, though. And that's take a positive step toward self-reliance, Jeffy. I know that's a weird concept for you. But for others, you know, they try to protect themselves and their families, and they want to be ready, come what may, whether it's weather disaster or something else.
The way his family can protect itself is to get away from him. And then secondarily, to get something from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the place, we trust these guys. They've taken a long time to make sure that all the food that you get with your emergency food kits are good food. It tastes good. It's easy to prepare, and it lasts up to 25 years.
I can't tell you how many times when we were working on our food preparation for years of it, when we first got married, was,
you'll eat anything if you're hungry enough.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't need to now, so it's really nice.
You don't want to.
You don't have to buy a bucket of rice and then try to figure out what to do with it later. You can get 4 weeks of really delicious, easy to prepare food where you add water. And it's $99 for a four-week supply.
And just to clarify, Pat and I aren't married to each other. He was talking about his wife, Jackie.
That's correct.
That's just in case. You just tuned in. 888-411-5290 is the number. 888-411-5290. Prepare with theblaze.com. Again, it's $99 for 4 weeks of food. Just think about that. If you could you feed yourself for an entire month for $99, I mean, that's a great deal, whether it's emergency food or not. This is the best emergency food you're going to find on the market, and it's preparewiththeblaze.com. Go there now.
Even they have pancakes on National Pancake Day.
Well, well, well. Well, well, well. You know, I've taken a strong stance against soda taxes.
You really have. Yeah, you have.
But never before did I realize how important my stance was. In that we now know that soda taxes are racist.
That's why I've been opposed to them the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I'm not. I knew. I knew from the beginning.
Really? They were racist.
Are you kidding me?
That is the argument made, oddly, by the Seattle Times. Argument goes like this. Blacks and Hispanics consume more sugary beverages than whites and Asians, while whites and Asians drink more diet beverages than blacks and Hispanics. Because the tax does not apply to diet beverages, it is racist. Again, they just want taxes on everything.
Is that true in Philadelphia?
It is in Philadelphia. It's not true everywhere.
I thought the diet was included. But
diet might be included in Philly, but not in most places. I know the proposal of Bloomberg back in the day did not include diet beverages. But I don't care. I mean, it's horrible whether, because I'm a diet soda guy, but, it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter. It should not be something that's taxed, whether it's diet, whether it's sugary.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. Supporting data provided by the Seattle Times indicates that it is true that blacks and Hispanics drink more sugary beverages. When it comes to diet beverages, the four ethnic groups were roughly equal. So really no difference there. I think just it's pathetic. The article says many researchers now say that drinking diet soda does not help with weight loss. Of course, that's not actually true. Consuming fewer calories is necessary to lose weight. So, yes, diet soda can help people lose weight. Mr. Balk is wrong again when he writes this. His name is Mr. Balk. There are more questions regarding the long-term effects of consuming these artificial sweeteners. No, they're not. And we've covered that many times. How about this? This is Coca-Cola.
Are you forgetting Rumsfeld Plague?
I am forgetting Rumsfeld Plague intentionally.
I thought you were.
I'm a neocon.
Yeah, I know. Obviously. I know. Thank you.
Here is Coca-Cola's new ad. This is getting a lot of reaction on social media. You tell me what you think.
Is it supposed to be sexy or something? Is that what the... Come prima, più di prima, t'amerò per la vita, la mia vita ti darò. Oh, my gosh. Really?
Of course. It's kind of fun.
It's called domestic abuse, is what you're saying there.
Uh-huh.
Domestic abuse.
Brother and sister fight that one? Somebody else will be there.
He brought his own. No, she brought it. Mom, actually. Oh, my heck. That is unbelievable.
I saw that coming a mile.
Oh, my gosh. That is. Is it necessary? I guess it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's necessary to make everything about homosexuality. It's gotta permeate everything.
Did you notice no transgendered appearances there at all, which I think
is
wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Unless the girl is really a guy. We don't know for sure.
That's a good point. We did not investigate that. I'm surprised because it's funny because that is really, is it a story? No, right? I mean,
it's fun.
The fact that there's social media reaction to something just means it exists.
Right.
And that is not it's not a standard for a story. It's the same thing you were talking about with the transgendered story. It's like, a transgendered person reacted negatively to an element of their lives. Well, that's not a story.
It's really not a story. Not.
It's also not a story when I react to something
but
negative
Stu,
in my life.
Someone tweeted about it.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. God. I every time I hear that phrase, there's one particular broadcast that I won't mention. one person tweeted, blah, 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 blah. Another person tweeted, blah, 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 blah. So what? All things have been tweeted. That is not a news story.
What's the broadcast that does that?
I'm not going to
come on. What was the particular broadcast you're talking about? Share it with us.
You know what? It's called the Jeff Fisher Show.
I saw that.
Liar.
And you know what? People tweet about it all the time, and they tweet about that it's the most listened to weekly broadcast on the Blaze Radio.
No one's ever tweeted it. No one's ever tweeted it.
That's not true.
You will fix that problem by the end of the day.
That is not true, because I already have.
By the way, we were talking about local news not understanding stories. This is a very typical program, and I will problem with local news, and the first person I've ever seen pointed out was Conan O'Brien. And Conan did multiple great montages of local news repeating the exact same joke the exact same way. And one of them was, I scream, you scream, we all scream for... And then it was something else. It wasn't ice cream. I can't remember what it was. And there was they do that where they'll say it the exact same way. Mm-hmm. Then another one I saw yesterday that Conan did was...
And a lot of them went, ice cream, you scream. Well, you
know
the
rest.
Point.
That's what it was. You know the rest. Yeah. And that was because, I guess, it was in some syndicated script that went to all the local news stations. Yeah. This last one I watched last night from Conan was really funny. It was, I had it. Now I've lost it. Crap. Anyway, a little Rick Perry moment for you there. But this one is, I had this because I heard it on multiple broadcasts, including the one I was just mentioning that talks about tweeting all the time.
And
it's not included in
the
this particular
Jeff Fisher Show on the Blaze Radio Network?
No. It was Hasta La Vista, Baby, to describe, what's his face, Schwarzenegger leaving The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Just such an obvious joke. You knew they'd all try it, and we found it. Watch.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger has one thing to say to The Apprentice television show and President Trump.
Hasta la vista, baby.
So bad.
Yep, he's quitting.
Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, Dan?
Come on. Hasta.
Hasta la vida. Living la vida loca, baby.
You mix those two.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, he's saying that to NBC's Celebrity Apprentice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying hasta la vista to NBC's Celebrity Apprentice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying hasta la vista to NBC's Celebrity Apprentice.
Arnold says hasta la vista, baby, to The Apprentice after only one season.
Let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger because he has said... Hasta la vista to the new Celebrity Apprentice here on NBC.
Look at the little chuckle at the end. It's so good.
By the way, the Conan O'Brien one. Are you going to buy yourself a Christmas present or one or two or 10?
Oh, yeah.
And they all do it. And he's got like 30 of them who do it. This one I think is just a crappy joke they're all repeating. I don't think it's part of a syndicated news thing, but... when he comes back for season two of The Apprentice, and they're like, oh, he's going to come back. Oh, my gosh. I heard when he left, he said, I'll be back. we'll pull that one for you when that happens.
Apparently, Arnold isn't fired after all.
It's really funny, too, that some of them don't even, I mean, it's in the teleprompter, and they don't know how to pronounce hasta la vista, and they say hasta.
Right, because that's how
Arnold
it's
Schwarzenegger is saying hasta la vista, baby, to the Celebrity Apprentice. Well, and that makes it so much better.
So much worse.
It's just it's funny so good.
Because they, you got to believe that half of the anchors are too young to even know what the catchphrase is. They're just repeating, just reading it. I mean, straight out have no idea why they're even saying it.
That's
saying,
probably true.
Yeah, it's your brand. There's one other story I wanted to bring up before we go to break here, and we have spoons on the other side. This is a great example of what happens with stupid government. And here's something that Donald Trump could solve probably in 5 minutes. This is University of California, Berkeley. They had an online library that had more than 20,000 videos of lectures that was available to everyone. Cal Berkeley, high-priced school. 20,000, they decided, let's make them available so people can just watch the lectures and learn on their own. Great idea. Great thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is great because Berkeley basically ushered in this era that is going to screw them here. But the federal government left them no other choice than to delete all of them. Why? Two employees of a university for the School of the Deaf in Washington, D.C. filed a complaint with the Department of Justice alleging that Berkeley's online content was inaccessible to the hearing disabled community.
Oh, my gosh.
After looking into the matter, the DOJ determined that Berkeley had indeed violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. Berkeley had two choices: spend a fortune adding closed captioning to the videos or remove them from public view.
Now.
they decided to remove them. So they are deleting 20,000 lectures from Cal Berkeley that were available to everyone for free and now are not.
That is absolutely agonizing.
Great. So we should bring that back for radio tomorrow, too. Yes.
What a world.
Unbelievable.
More patents, too, coming up.
You're right. They brought it on themselves.
And food, we have something new from Cheetos, but not the cheesy delight that you'd normally be thinking.
And pancakes.
And pancakes. That's right.
And pancakes.
Welcome back.
It's a fabulous day.
888-727 back is our phone number.
Look at this. Have we had these before?
We have had Cheetos Sweetos before.
Okay.
Cheetos Sweetos are a delicious product made by the fine folks at Cheetos. And they made these cinnamon sugar puffs that we had last year, I believe, and which was one of our favorite things in this general vicinity.
I think we ate the whole bag.
We ate the whole bag. And I will say, this is one of those, and you know, because we try so much junk food here, I don't necessarily always dive back in and buy the stuff for my house. Because, you know, we're always kind of constantly buying them here. These I've purchased multiple times.
Oh, have you?
For my house.
Oh, wow.
When they come out. Because they're not all the time. I think they come on and off the market. So we have the cinnamon sugar ones, which we've purchased again. We've already tried, and we will try them again. However, they have a new flavor here, and it's this kind.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. It's a superhero moment. Caramel puffs.
They smell good, too.
They smell like caramel-like crazy.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
Want to dump some out here, and we'll just grab?
Now, I'm a big fan of these. Anyway.
They definitely smell caramely.
Wow. Very
puffy. Yeah, good. Yeah, they are puffy.
They're light and puffy and caramely.
They're very, there's a very hard hit when you first bite in, which is almost salty, a salty caramel. I'm going to the puff. I will say, if I close my eyes, I could almost think of these as normal Cheetos. They're almost like cheesy tasting.
I like them.
I do too. They're good. It would be
like
almost
them.
Impossible to open a bag of those and
just have one or two.
Now I'll say,
you'd be eating them all day.
I'm going to try to a comparison point here. A few of these cinnamon sugars. It's not because I just want to eat them. It's because, you know, science comparisons.
You know, science.
Oh, cinnamon, good though.
The cinnamon sugar ones are fantastic to me.
I think the cinnamon ones are even better than the caramel, and I love the caramel.
They are, I think.
Because the thing they did with this, which is a really interesting little twist when you're making a snack like this, you gotta have the cinnamon and sugar. You know that going in. But what they do is they add the little vibe of a buttery taste in there. So it's almost like a cinnamon toast flavor.
Good.
Those are fantastic. I mean, those are a real home run.
Nope.
I'll give these a 14 and these a 15.
Okay, so caramel, 14. Cinnamon sugar, 15 from Pat. Jeffy, scale from 1 to 18, as 18 is the highest number you can count to.
The caramel ones are good. They do. Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
This is the best part of this segment, just trying to see him get to a number.
Yeah, because it's impossible.
I thought that's what you wanted me to do. I was trying to get there with telling you how good they were.
So
caramel ones are good. Cinnamon ones are even better. So it probably should be ranked higher than the caramel.
Yes, Jeffy.
Do you have a number?
If the cinnamon ones are better, you should make...
I do have a number. Dirk Nowitzki, the Dallas Mavericks.
41?
He's going to get 30,000. 30,000 points tonight.
Oh, really?
The Dallas Mavericks. Do you believe that?
That's not the number
that's unbelievable to me.
I don't really care.
Wow.
What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have anything to do with anything. Caramel is probably, what'd you say, Pat? 13?
Why do you
care? No, I said 14 and 15.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you an actual number. I will give the cinnamon sugar ones, a 16. I'm a huge fan of these.
Whoa, wow.
If you want a sweet snack that's crunchy, can't say enough about the Cheetos Sweetos Cinnamon Sugar Puffs.
Yeah. These would be great on a long car trip where you're just, you don't want to get messy stuff all over you while you're driving or open up messy stuff in the car and have crap and crumbs all over the place. They're great.
We like them because they're clean. The caramel ones aren't bad. I definitely like them.
No, they're good.
But they're a downgrade to me from cinnamon sugar.
The cinnamon
I'll hit the caramel ones. I'll give a 12.
Oh,
so 16 and a 12 for
me. The caramel ones you can eat alone, but they'd be better with milk. The cinnamon ones, the cinnamon ones you can just eat alone.
Every time, I'm gonna hit him so hard.
I hate him.
It'll kill his whole.
Family. I actually really despise him. Mm-hmm. It used to be a bit. It's not a bit.
You can't help it. Mm-hmm. You can't help it. Hate his guts.
All right, so buy these. They're good.
All right, we're going to get to one of the strangest customs in Congress and take a look at what that is, because there's a lot of strange customs, but here's the strangest. Here it is. There, right there.
Blew out my eardrum.
On the first day of a new session, they display their bouquets on their Senate desks. Custom had to be stopped in 1914 after arrangements became so ostentatious that they blocked the aisles. Really? That's weird. I've never heard of that. And they hid the senators from view. One tradition still going on strong in 2017.
They still got plenty of admirers.
Senators taking things to extremes. Okay.
Yeah. A little joke there at the end.
Yeah.
My headphones blew out there, so.
Why?
I don't know. Just a large screeching noise in the middle. Extreme pain in the ear. So I don't know if I assume I'm on.
Didn't seem to last long enough. You ought to try to stick them back in again.
Really?
Just to see if they work. Yeah, just see if they
try it again. I guess I could. That is very weird. I would think, too, that would be banned by some, like, you can't give gifts to Congress type of act that is now in place that wasn't back then. Yeah. So that's kind of bizarre.
Plus, you know those Dingleberries were sending themselves flowers just to show off in front of their peers.
Yeah.
I got the most flowers. More women like me.
I mean, that's embarrassing. It's weird and embarrassing.
I mean, I guess in theory, like, there is a moment which would be, it would be nice if we actually respected what these guys did. But then we get health care bills like we got today, and it's like the last thing I want to do is send them flowers.
Boy, no kidding.
I want to send them, rotting foods so they don't, like, smell up their offices.
Rotting fish would be good.
Rotting fish is a good one.
Yeah, that'd be a really good one. I wonder if we should launch an effort. Perhaps that would be.
As long as the fish have their memory erased.
Is that what you're about to say?
Ill-advised.
It would be ill-advised.
Yeah, probably ill-advised.
As long as the fish have their memories erased.
Right. Yeah,
888-727 Beck. There is more patents, too, coming in. Momentarily.
We love you, Cheetos. We love you, Chester the Cheetah.
It is Pat and Stu, 888-727 Beck. Glenn recently talked with his team in the think tank about Obamacare and the new immigration plan, which, fantastic. I mean, he didn't get rid of DACA, which we're all really excited about.
You're not going to do that.
Continuing the dream people thing, which is awesome.
Well, healthcare, you want to keep most of Obamacare.
And you want to keep most.
The majority of it.
Of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe eliminate a couple of things. And maybe not. Maybe just delay some of it. Anyway, here's their discussion on a recent think tank.
All right, where do we start here on the next? See, we start with Andrea. You want to hit the Rand Paul speaking of secret courts.
Secret meetings falls right in line with that. So Republicans are trying to decide what this next health care bill is going to look like, and they're doing it behind closed doors. And so Rand Paul basically called them out this week. Why don't we just look at the SOT 2.
We're here today because I would like to read the Obamacare bill. If you recall, when Obamacare was passed in 2010, 2009, 2010, Nancy Pelosi said, "You'll know what's in it after we pass it." The Republican Party shouldn't act in the same way. We want to see the bill. We have many objections. There are many parts of what they're proposing, and of course, we've not gotten any of this in writing. I got it from Politico, all right? I haven't gotten anything in writing from anyone. So we're here asking for a written copy of this because this should be an open and transparent process.
It's driving me nuts.
How come he was such a failure on the campaign trail? He's right about that stuff.
I know, he's right about a lot of stuff, but he was horrible on the campaign
trail. Thank goodness he is drawing attention to this because it begs the question, is it right for our representatives not to be able to see the bill?
No.
Everybody should be able to see this because as an American citizen, I vote for a representative to represent me, and if they can't see it, That's not representing the American people.
It's awful. It is absolutely what the Democrats did.
Caleb's going to disagree
saying,
here.
They're saying that the reason why they're doing this is because Trump does not want a repeal without a significant replacement. And, you know,
there's rumors it's going to be almost the same deal,
almost
just
the same
slightly
deal.
Different.
Yeah.
But I think part of this is Trump, but I think part of this is the problems we've seen with Congress and the Senate for so long. It's these rhino Republicans that get in there and they would prefer to have the power themselves and decide for the rest of the country behind a closed door.
Well, I don't know how Paul Ryan was the Antichrist 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now he's the best friend of the president, and everybody's cheering.
So
he wasn't a friend of the president in the campaign process. Republicans bow every time to the person that's in power, regardless of who it is.
So I really like Rand Paul, but it's not completely true. We do have some of it. There's about 37 pages.
That's what they've leaked, though.
Yeah.
No, this is what Paul Ryan published June 22nd, 2016.
Right.
This is their initial outline of what their health care reform is going to look like.
They're saying it's pages. Changed a lot.
They're saying that it's hundreds of pages.
Yeah, and of course it's going to expand. But the process right now, as Paul Ryan was explaining it over the weekend, was what they're doing differently from the Democrats is instead of taking one bill, shoving down their throat, they're taking the bill and they're going to each subcommittee who helps craft the bill and letting them build off of this original 37 pages. So we have a good outline of what their plan is going to look like. But I agree with you. We should, before they start voting, we need to see the full text. But I like Rand Paul, but a little of it is out there. There is some on paper we can read.
But as a representative, you don't want to just read 37 pages and give it to everybody and
say, I'll accept that if they give everybody
enough
a
time.
Legitimate amount of time to read
Agreed.
Before it's
Agreed.
Voted on. If they announce it the night before and, here's the bill, and it's night before the vote, forget it.
Which
the
is
pressure
normal.
To pass it at that point for all of these representatives is so high that they don't take the time to really debate. You know, I look back at our founding father era. They would spend weeks in a hot room debating an issue. I think that some of these decisions should be debated on the floor. And if it takes them a few weeks debating healthcare, let it happen. Let C-SPAN cover it live, because that's where ideas are sharpened and you get the best possible result for the
American
people.
Who here likes the new healthcare plan?
Well, we don't really know what it is.
No, for the company.
For the company?
Who likes the new company healthcare plan?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't actually had an issue yet.
You haven't had an issue yet?
Two, really,
three.
Yeah.
Caleb has
still okay. early in the year for
well,
us.
Well, maybe
to
it's just my circle. I mean, everybody in my circle is dying because can't get the medicine that we want. Can't get the treatment that you want. Your doctor will say something. And you're like, you've had this?
I've had an issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
It's not fun.
It is something that we agonized over for. Well, I know that
a long time.
Misty was doing almost a year's worth of work. Months to be able to do just the health care for the people who work in this building. What? Are you kidding me? The people who are supposed to be agonizing on it are all of our representatives, not just a handful.
Yeah.
And if they're only given a few hours, it's just as bad, if not worse, than the Democrats, because we're supposed to know better. We were outraged last time this happened.
Agreed. I just think Rand Paul shouldn't say there's nothing out there, because there's a foundation out there.
Who's leading this up? Is it like leading up the whole? Is it Paul Ryan?
It's Paul Ryan.
And then is there anyone else that we know of?
He's sent it off to the different subcommittees that are going to.
Let me go to Jason. Jason, the new executive order today on immigration.
Yep, signed today. Basically, they were like a lot smarter than they were before. They dropped. It's still, instead of seven countries, it's six countries that are affected.
Who are they dropping?
They dropped Iraq.
Iraq. Yep. But yeah,
wanted to get that guy from the Oscars. That's it.
He was from Iran.
I'm shocked he didn't add Mexico as part of it now. That just is a little. Dropping Iraq and adding them.
I take issue with the way it's being reported, because they're still saying it's six Muslim majority countries. Which is so misleading. You could just say six conflict zones in the world where there's current terrorist recruitment, you know. And
well, they would have if Barack Obama would have done it.
Huh?
They would have done that if Barack Obama would have issued this executive order.
Oh, sure.
So only 18% of the Muslim world population.
Right. It's incredibly weak. Like most of the threat is like we've talked about before. That's in like Western Europe right now. Mm. Immigrants that are already still there. There's no. So he was very, very conservative with this. Very. He also added in green card holders aren't affected this time. Current visa holders are not affected this time. Syrians refugees are not on an indefinite ban. He changed that. It was done a lot smarter. Plus, it doesn't go in effect immediately today. It's like a 10-day wait period, I think.
Oh, really?
So they actually learned a little bit from last time. So
that's good.
Kudos.
That's good. That's good. And Nathan, Tony Blair.
The Tony Blair thing. Well, so it's the Daily Mail in the UK that had this story over the weekend reporting about his three secret meetings that he's had since September with Jared Kushner. And there's claiming that they have a source that says he's basically interviewing to be some sort of special Middle Eastern envoy of the Trump administration. So it's just kind of strange.
Warning.
Yeah.
This is what we worried about because it's all of his children are liberals, like hardcore liberals. And so Kushner, I'm assuming, is as well. I don't know, but I'm assuming. But Tony Blair is a card-carrying member of the Fabian Society, best friends with the Clintons. I mean, he was the one that kind of orchestrated along with President Bush this whole new world order that was going to happen in the Middle East and all this interventionalism that was going to take place. He is the guy that basically, he's the exact opposite of what Trump campaigned on as far as what the role the United States would play out in the world. The exact opposite.
But what he campaigned on, not what he is or what he's willing to do.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's the key.
Well, you see a huge change in the way they're looking at foreign policy now. They're going more toward, like he said a lot of stuff before, but now this he's kind of taking a step back. Tillerson's a whole lot smarter than we thought. General Mattis.
Have you guys read the story of how Reince Priebus is being treated as the president on Capitol Hill?
No.
Yeah, they're saying that he's really the de facto president here, that the people in Capitol Hill are not reaching out to Trump. They're just reaching out to Reince. Because Reince is the one that's really kind of setting the agenda, et cetera. Do you believe that?
How else will Trump keep track of what's going on with The Apprentice? I mean, he won't know.
All right.
There's no way Bannon would allow Reince to be the actual de facto president. It's Bannon.